Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at
1-800-800-3333. I like the tweet that just came out from 106.7 The Fan. B. Mitch's favorite analytics guy, Neil Greenberg, joins the show next.
You're right. Only analytics guy that I like.
As a matter of fact, a direct quote, Greenberg, B. Mitch said, "Man, I like Greenberg. I wish all the other analytics guys would run into a concrete wall." How do you do, Neil? What's going on?
I'm doing great now after that. Little pick-me-up for the morning. I love it.
Yeah, for sure. We've talked about it all year, but now that it's actually here, it's still pretty remarkable. Commanders are the sixth seed in the wild card. Like, just from an overall perspective of the accomplishment this season, it's fairly significant.
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge step forward. What a lot of people thought to be, 2-3 year rebuild became a one off season rebuild, and a 12-win season is huge.
Yes.
If you would have told me actually that Washington would win 12 games, I would have thought they would have won the division. But Philadelphia overcame a slow start and was able to do that. But still, to be talking meaningful second season NFL for the local team in year one is just a remarkable feat. And I think that, everybody in that organization deserves a lot of credit.
Greenberg, have any analytics been done about a team that comes out in the first year and does as great as Washington did, what happens the next year?
Yeah, I actually tweeted this. Let me find it. So since 2002, 9 teams have won 10 or more games with a rookie quarterback. The following year, 7 won 9 or more games, 4 won 10 or more again. 5 made the playoffs the following year, so 5 out of 9. 2 won the Super Bowl, 1 played in a Super Bowl. And only one, 2013 Washington, won fewer than 8 games the following year. So I wouldn't expect a drop-off. I would expect this team to remain competitive. I mean, the front office, I believe, deserves the benefit of the doubt in terms of getting the right people in the building. And the coaching staff deserves the benefit of the doubt of doing what they need to do to make those players successful. So I think that we're in the competitive window right now. I will say Washington should absolutely make the most of having a guy like Jaden Daniels on an entry-level contract cost controlled over the next couple of years. Because that really is a cheat code to win in the NFL.
You've seen a lot of football. And so the question is, when you look at them right now, do they have the all the right people in the right places, which I believe they do, to be successful for over the long haul?
Well, long haul is tough, but I would say over the next couple of years, I mean, they certainly could maximize the window of Jaden Daniels' contract, first contract, right? Like that, he is being paid below market value for his performance. So what that allows you to do is spend elsewhere. You don't have to spend $50 million a year on a quarterback to get the production that he's providing you. So I think the window is open. Who knows what the roster is going to look like next year, who's going to be available, et cetera. But, yeah, I believe that this is a well-run organization, and I think the coaching staff surprised a lot of people. I think Jaden surprised a lot of people.
Hell yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Many thought he'd be good. I don't think many thought he would be this good. So we just have to see what happens. I don't think we're done talking about Washington. I think Washington and the Green Bay Packers are the two underdogs that can win their games outright this week. I think, you know, Washington, last time they played Tampa Bay, was the first game. I would toss that out completely. I think the defense is much, much better than it was in that game against Tampa Bay. Those are my two picks, I think, could underdogs in terms of the betting markets that could win outright.
Wow. All right. I like that. Let's dig in a little deeper why you think Washington can beat the Bucks. We're talking with our friend Neil Greenberg here. Greenberg does fantasy analytics, everything for the Washington Post, and has been all over Washington all year. He had him winning over 11 mm-hmm. games, won a bunch of money because of it.
Sending us lunch tomorrow?
Yeah, can't wait for that lunch. You can follow him at N Greenberg. You like Washington. It's not that big of a number. It's only 3. What makes you like them so much this week?
Well, I just think that their offense is key in football, especially in the playoffs. I think Tampa Bay is going to have trouble with Jaden Daniels. They've had some trouble with mobile quarterbacks this season. I think that it just adds another layer in terms of confusing the defense. I don't think Tampa Bay's defense is that great. I think it's a little bit better than Washington's, but I think that these are two evenly matched teams for the most part. But I do think that having Jaden Daniels is the difference. And, you know, you look around the league and you look at how, you know, these defenses are so good. But, and we're talking about like a second, right? Like if you can get confused the defense for 1 second, I think that the dividends from that are huge. And to look at Jaden Daniels under center and not know if he's going to pass or run, you know, where's Terry McLaurin, like who has who, how much of an open field does Jaden have? I mean, like all those things are to the benefit of Washington. And Tampa Bay is a good team, but I do think that Washington has the chance to really exploit something that makes them very difficult to deal with this year.
Jaden has shown when he sees a team a second time the way he can play against them. Do you think he has learned enough to where some of the things that Ty Bowles tried in the first game and was successful with, he'll be able to overcome that?
Yeah. I mean, that first game, that wouldn't even be on my radar in terms of like, you know, how they played him and et cetera. I mean, that was the first game of the season with so many moving parts. I don't even think the offense played that poorly. I think the defense was really the story there. And I think the defense is way, way improved since that first game. So I don't necessarily worry. You know, no coach has been able to really contain Jaden Daniels for the most part. He's just been an electrifying player this year. He's done everything that he's been asked to do. I just think that this is – I think people are maybe leaning on that first game too much, 37-20 loss. But, again, that's a nothing burger for me. I wouldn't even look at the tape on that.
I
just think that this is a game that the team is just much different. And I think they beat Tampa Bay outright.
Do you think Week 18 against Dallas is also a dismiss game? Because depending how you watch or viewed that game, they look kind of bad. And Jaden didn't look great.
Preseason to me.
Yeah, like, are you willing to dismiss what we saw against Dallas? I am in full agreement that whatever happened week one versus what is now week 19 is different universe, right? What about what we saw last week?
No, I think that you have to take that seriously. Look, it's the NFL. You're going to have clunkers. Like, there's very few quarterbacks, teams, et cetera, that are at the top of their game every game, week in and week out, right? And we've even seen that with, like, the Chiefs, right? Like, every team has warts. Every team has some challenges during the year. You know, you got to – I never put too much stock in one game. Like, I'm always just looking at, you know, what are the range of outcomes for Jaden Daniels. And, you know, that game against Dallas is more of an outlier than the games against, like, you know, Tennessee, Philadelphia, Carolina, Arizona. Like, you know, though, even Cincinnati. Like, those are the – you know, being able to put up 30-plus points, to me, is more indicative of what this offense can do. And, you know, like I said, there's always going to be games where things go a little bit against you or what have you. So I think Washington's the better team. I understand why they're three-point underdogs. It's the playoffs. They're on the road. You know, people still don't believe in rookie quarterbacks. I get all that stuff. But I do think that these teams are much closer. I don't think Tampa Bay is that good. I think that Tampa Bay, like Washington, had a relatively easy-ish path into the playoffs when you look at the opponents that they played. So I'm not, you know, and Tampa Bay was not good before the bye week, right? It wasn't until they started playing Giants, Panthers, Raiders, Dallas, Carolina, Saints that they started to come alive here. And I even said on the show, I think, that Tampa Bay was the team that I would probably keep my eye on more than anybody in terms of, you know, strength of schedule and being able to make the playoffs. So I really do like Washington in this spot.
All right. I like to hear it. What do you say? This is something Beamich and I talked about. Washington has shown an ability. They call them winning time moments, where they just late in games are able to make plays.
Hell yeah.
Not a lot of teams do. And, you know, it happens once. It was a one-off. Like, I mean, hell, the Hail Mary is a pretty low percentage play, right? But when you keep doing that week after week after week, it's really hard to account for it, but you kind of have to.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you how I would account for it, right? And this is part of what I've talked about a bunch, is that, you know, when we analytics types are modeling games, there's a lot that we don't know how to model. Like, I do not know how to model, you know, what you're describing, like this clutch ability, right? Like, we know clutch play exists. We argue about how much is in the player's control. That's been changing as of late. But you're absolutely right. I mean, there is it factor, right? There are gamers. There are people that, you know, can flip switches and become monsters on the gridiron when they need to the most. And we've certainly seen this team, you know, I think the way that I look at it is, the coaching staff has this team believing they can win any game at any time, and they're always in it. And yeah. I think if you – and I think we talked about this before the season too, like leadership and, you know, believing in the people and being stewards of career and et cetera. Like, if you have a coaching staff that believes in you, you then believe in yourself, and then you believe no matter what happens in the game, you're always in it. And I think that's what we're seeing here. And whether that's worth 1 point, 5 points in the spread, like, I couldn't tell you that. But I can tell you this team is playing very well. They appear to be coached very well. And they never seem to be out of it. They certainly don't give up. And I think that's kind of what we're talking about here, is that as long as the game is close and as long as you have it, as long as Washington has a chance to put the ball in Jaden Daniels' hands and make something happen, you know, you probably should believe that a positive outcome is going to be a result.
They may not be as good.
And that's just not
what,
something you can quantify.
They may not be as good as what the Kansas City Chiefs have shown, but I think at this point they're that type of team. They've had five or six games where they've scored in the last 30 seconds. And
the last four in a row.
I think only Kansas City is that type. When Pat Mahomes get the ball, I think everybody in the country, even the people they're playing against, feel they're about to score. Lately,
right,
when
Washington
gets the ball last, they think the same thing.
Yeah, I don't know how much too much time is on the clock for Patrick Mahomes, but it's usually seconds, not like minutes, right? Like,
yeah.
I've always said that. But like you said, I mean, you know, if you tell somebody there's a quarterback that is able to will their team to victory in the final, you know, minutes of the game or whatever, you know, and you tell them, oh, it's Patrick Mahomes, and they'll say, oh, well, yeah, because he's done it a lot. But if you tell them it's Shane Daniels, people are still skeptical because we don't have the track record there. But the ability may very well be the same, right? And that's only something that we know when we know it, right? Like, it has
yeah.
to happen, et cetera. So Washington has a chance to show it, and like I said, I do think they're going to come out on the right side of this.
It's going to be – I don't know, man. It's just fun to have – this week,
it's
right?
fun to have confidence. Right,
it's amazing
yeah.
we're even talking about it. Right, like we're.
Hell yeah.
I thought they'd be good. I didn't think they would. I didn't think we'd be talking about them, like in the playoffs. And I do think that they're going to win a playoff game. I do think that they're dangerous. I think what makes them the most dangerous is the ceiling on the offense is very high. Like they can pop off for 50, and I don't think anyone would be like, oh, well, yeah, that you know that. That everyone would be like, yeah, that makes sense. I mean, like, they got an electric offense. Now, the defense could give up 30, 35 or whatever, but I think the ceiling on the offense is what's really scary to most opposing teams.
For sure. I've been saying it all week. This feels like a race to 40 for me between these two teams, especially the way Tampa will give up big plays.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Washington's really going to be able to run it. I think the way to run it for them is going to be Jaden. What, if any, pause do you have from the mild leg soreness? Dan, that total's up to 50.5 now.
Mm. Yeah, I actually have the under in
I
this
get
game.
That. When it goes that high and everybody's going to bank on it, Vegas is going to need it to go the other way. I totally
yeah,
see
I have
the
under.
There.
I think we see tighter games in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Slower starts, et cetera.
But you
so
could
I think
still
it's
be talking
be a
about,
lower...
you know, 28. 27 or something. I'm not a math guy, but something like that.
That's
I'm looking at like 45, 48 points.
Mm. Total. That's, yeah, I gotcha.
That's what I'm looking 20 at. 28,
20 Washington. I'll take it.
yeah.
But what do you think the way Washington has to score here? Like, what do you make of Jaden coming out in the second half last week? What that was or wasn't? And does that give you – is there any concern about that this week?
No, there's no concern because each week is different. It's in the playoffs. There's probably going to be more conservative plays and there'll be more explosive plays where they pick their spots. I think, you know, the Terry McLaurin experience is in full effect. I mean, just a sensational season by him, the chemistry that he's shown. You know, having Zach Ertz as a viable part of the offense, you know, like as an addition, scoring 7 touchdowns is also something that I think has been great. You know, is the running game healthy, like you said? But, you know, we've talked about this before. I think if Jaden Daniels is the running game for Washington, I think that that's probably okay because it means that he is breaking down the defense, right? Like he is seeing the spots that he can take advantage of, you know, running and that sort of thing. I think he's earned that right to make those decisions. So I think that it'll be fine. I don't have many concerns aside from there just being like some fluky stuff that just goes against Washington.
You know what's funny is B and I were joking about this. Do you remember after the week one game in Tampa, there was so much concern that Jaden ran too much and that he couldn't keep his eyes downfield and all of these things.
That's cool.
And
there was also concern about McLaurin playing on just one side of the field, not moving too much.
He scored 13 touchdowns doing that.
Well,
yeah, I mean, there was – look, because there was a lot of newness, right? Like no one knew what to expect. And I think people by nature, especially with this organization, just err on the side of it all falling apart.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, there's going to be growing pains. But, you know, again, I think we've seen what everyone's capable of doing. And that game seems so long ago, right? Like it's, I know it was, you know, months ago, but like just from the maturation of this team, from the quarterback, you know, on out, like, you know, that Tampa Bay game is light years away from what I think this team is capable of doing on Sunday.
Well, dude, real quick, what was the, what side was it where they were like, oh my God, Terry's only on this side all
left
the time?
Well, left side, yeah.
Left side. Where did he score that touchdown, the game winner from side? Dallas? I was just thinking about
it. Right, well, there was definitely, like, there was, has anyone gotten, like, more gruff than Kingsbury this year in terms of, like,
all he did was
how
run
he
a
was
great
using
offense.
Terry McLaurin, the Cliff, and, like, and now we're talking about how he's in demand for a coaching job. Like, the NFL is so fickle, right? Like, the fans, the players, like, everybody, like, is so fickle from week to week. That's why I try to, you know, I try not to let any one game, any one situation, like, sway me that much.
Each week
is
its own
entity,
man. It's
been a heck of a ride this year for him.
Each week is
its own entity. Like JP says,
its
own organism.
Dude, I mean, seasons of all, you know who deserves a lot of credit is Bobby Wagner, man. After they lost three in a row to the Cowboys, he was very clear. He's like, listen, this is a football season. There's ebbs and flows. Just stay confident. Work confident.
He did everything but
here.
Stay relaxed.
Yo, he basically did. He basically hit him everything but relax, and he was proven very correct. Greenberg, we're going to let you go, buddy. We always appreciate your time, and CK's got you on the list for 131 in Leesburg.
That's awesome. I can't wait to be there. I'll talk to you guys
JB
soon.
Has
have a
all
great
your
weekend.
Drinks.
Yeah, we're on the Mitchell tab, I think. M-I-T-C-H-E-L.
Yeah, Mitchell Tischer.
Yeah. There you go. Yo, Greenberg.
It doesn't matter which Mitchell picks it up, as long as it's not Greenberg.
Real quick, we got a lot of betting opportunities. We got 5 days of incredible football starting tomorrow. Notre Dame, Penn State. You got any winners floating around?
I do. I already said I like the under. I like the Chargers -3 as well against Houston.
What about the college games?
I've had a hard time getting a read on college. I've liked Notre Dame this whole time. I was asked a couple weeks ago, like, who I think has the value. I think it's Notre Dame. So I do like Notre Dame here.
Okay. All right. Thank you, buddy.
All right. Love you guys. Talk to you soon.
Hi, bro. Take care, man.
It's our guy, Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post, sports writer, data analyst. You can follow him at @ngreenberg. Check out all his work at washingtonpost.com. Now, obviously, we're gearing up here for what is going to be an awesome run of football. You get 5 straight days. Thursday night, Notre Dame, Penn State. Friday night, Ohio State, Texas. Then Super Wild Card weekend. The place you need to be as the action is heating up this playoff season, ESPN Bet Sportsbook. You can get any of the bets you're looking for. You want just to bet Notre Dame right now, you're laying 1.5. What about that Ohio State, Texas team? Ohio State has looked like the best team in the country. You can lay the points or you can take Texas. They got player props for all of these. As you get into NFL wildcard weekend, you got the Chargers Saturday, the Ravens hosting the Steelers, laying a huge number Saturday night. That's going to be fascinating. That total really, really low. Maybe you want to go under on that. Sunday, 3 crazy games. Broncos, Bills, Packers, Eagles, then Commanders, Bucks. I know everybody, not just me, I'm looking at the Jaden Daniels rush total in a major way in that game, and I might be looking at Zach Ertz catch total. Those are top of mind, and we got to pay attention to Marshawn Lattimore as it relates to Mike Evans when you're looking at Mike Evans player props. You can do all of that on the ESPN Bet Sportsbook, whatever it is you're looking for. Spreads, over-unders, the passing yards for Baker Mayfield in that thing, any of the specific player props, ESPN Bet Sportsbook has got you covered. And new ESPN Bet Sportsbook customers can get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Plus, you can unlock 30 days free of ESPN Plus. Download the app and sign up with promo code RADIO to get started today. Don't forget, odds and lines are subject to change. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See the app.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
for details. B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Getting ready for wild card season. Feels differently. B, it is kind of interesting as this gets further and further. Like, Florio just put out his power rankings, right? Pro Football Talk power rankings. They have the Commanders at 7. That's Florio, but he goes Lions, Chiefs, Bills, Eagles, Vikings, Ravens, Commanders, Chargers, Packers, Broncos. That's your top 10. It's widely presumed the Vikings head coach Kevin O'Connell is going to win coach of the year. I think it's a little bit BS that, much like I think if Lamar doesn't win MVP, it's just because he's already won it a couple times.
Yeah, but why is Kevin O'Connell so far in front of Dan Quinn when Dan Quinn took a worse situation?
Well, what I was going to say, I think it's BS that, like, Dan Campbell and Andy Reid aren't the front runners for this thing. Like, all those dudes have done is just be fantastic.
Yeah.
But because they haven't outperformed expectations, they don't get the same credit. Like, I don't know. Dan Campbell, has everyone forgotten what a wasteland Detroit has been for 100 years?
I think people don't realize how tough it is to coach a team that has already had so much success. And everyone to a man was saying how bad this year, Kansas City, as far as offense. Okay? They won 16 games.
Right. I think this is kind of interesting. If you think about just the first-year head coach hires, I guess it wasn't his first time, but still, this was his first year being the coach here in Washington. Dan Quinn stands out in a significant way.
Yeah.
Like, not even close. Now, Harbaugh, with the Chargers, was really good, too. They took an underperforming group, and he's got them 11-6 and in the playoffs. But that team had Justin Herbert, who was a pretty well-established quarterback. Derwin James, like they had some real pieces.
Yeah.
I think they just had a terrible coach before. And I'm not taking anything away from Harbaugh. In this article I'm looking at, Harbaugh and DQ got grades of A-. I think what Dan Quinn, and I think the way Dan Quinn and Adam Peters operate is they coexist at such a high level.
They are connected at the hip.
You got to put both of them together. But I also think one of the worst things that happens, and we talk about this because it's a self-preservation league, right? Everybody wants to be sure they cement their own job security, frankly, is a lot of times coaches are nervous to hire really established veteran staffs. And sometimes ownership just doesn't want to pay the cost of hiring a really established veteran coaching staff. But, dude, we've seen it in Washington when guys go make decisions. Like, if you have an offensive coach and they make some questionable decisions at D coordinator, it's like, all right, well, they can't fire me if they got nobody to promote. If they got no interim head coach, they got to keep me around, right?
Yeah.
And this happens across the NFL. DQ didn't do that at all. In getting Kingsbury to come here, if obviously this isn't what happened, but, like, let's say the offense looked really good and the defense was so terrible that they went 7-10 or something.
Right.
He would have opened himself up to questions. But there was never the thought of self-preservation. It was, I'm going to build the best staff to have the best team I can. And he deserves a ton of credit for that. The ability for them to continue to show up in these winning time moments, as they discuss.
Yeah.
That on some level, I know that Jaden gives them this poise and this strength, but, like, when you know your head coach keeps you in those situations, DQ's been fantastic. I'm not sure I understand the Kevin O'Connell as a lock for coach of the year thing to the extent that the odds are, but I definitely think Quinn has been fantastic and deserves to be discussed.
Quinn should be discussed. Hell, Campbell should be discussed. Dan Campbell had double-digit starters missing this year. They got the number one seed in the NFC over Kevin O'Connell and the Minnesota Vikings. And they manhandled them in the last game they played against them. So I don't understand why, if Kevin O'Connell can have it, when they won double-digit wins last year. Why is he so ahead of Dan Campbell when Dan Campbell handled him?
Yeah, it's I'm trying to find kind of the latest odds on it. It looks like Kevin O'Connell, I mean, he has become a significant favorite in this thing. And I get that they won a lot of games with Sam Darnold, and guys like Lamphill thought there was no way that was possible, right? O'Connell deserves a ton of credit for it. In no way try to knock him, but I just
– That's Sam Darnold with an unbelievable defense and hella weapons. Flip it to the other side. This guy lost most of his starters.
Listen to this, dude. Well, it's also like it was his program. You know what I mean? Like, it's still – KOC's been up there a couple of years. Yeah. They've been a playoff team. The odds to me are just overwhelming. I find it crazy. O'Connell today is minus 500 to win Coach of the Year. On his heels next is Dan Campbell, which I think is deserving. But he's plus 350. So he's like a pretty far removed.
Mm-hmm.
Sean Payton then at plus 2,500. Dan Quinn then at plus 4,500. Then Harbaugh at plus 6,000. And Andy Reid at plus 10,000.
Mm-hmm. A lot of that stuff is so subjective. People vote for who they like more than who has done the best job. I like O'Connell. I like Andy. I don't think either of them have done a better job than either of the Dans.
Yeah, I think, I mean, Peyton, it's the second year there. Like, yes, he's winning with a rookie, but it's your second year building the operation you want.
See, I've heard people say
all these guys have done a good job. I'm not trying to nitpick.
But I've heard people say that, all these coaches. I mean, Peyton is doing it with a rookie quarterback, and they never mentioned Dan Quinn. He has a rookie quarterback.
I know.
Well, is Jaden playing that damn good that they think he's a veteran? That they don't consider him a rookie?
Now, maybe there's some difference because Jaden was the number two overall pick and the Heisman Trophy winner. But when Bo Nix was picked, a lot of people were like, yo, what are you doing? This dude can't play. Clearly, Sean Payton proved he could play, right? But Bo Nix proved he could play.
Yeah.
That's a good player going into the playoffs. I don't know when Coach of the Year voting is done, but when whatever happens this weekend could have a pretty big impact. Dude, what if Denver wins in Buffalo? And the Vikings lose in L.A. What if Washington wins?
Half of that stuff already in, though. I don't think they wait till the playoffs. All that stuff is all regular season. Those votes are already in.
Probably.
Yeah.
Here's what we're going to do next. I want to talk about the Commanders' dependence level on Jaden. Plus, we're going to give away Wizards tickets. Nobody go anywhere. It is B. Mitch and Finley. It is B-Mitch. It's still us. We're still here.
I cannot find it.
Damn it. Are the command?
We get on next one.
All right, we'll do it next. Giving away Wiz tickets.
Damn, I put it.
All right, so I just dropped this thing in the text thread, and you guys both responded, which I think is kind of interesting. So we have PFT comments.
Well,
on the show.
Actually, mine was supposed to be earlier about our guest, not about.
Oh, all right. That makes more sense.
Yeah.
All right. So PFT comments joins the show. Frequently, we love PFT. His co-host on his podcast, pardon my take, is Big Cat. And Big Cat always does these like different rankings, and a lot of times they're trying to be funny. I don't think these are. So Big Cat just put out his quarterback trust rankings for the playoffs. And if anyone on the planet doesn't have the same number one, you're an alien.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes is the most trustworthy playoff quarterback there is. Okay? So Big Cat went Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Matt Stafford. You could argue Stafford's high, but he's the only other dude on this list that has, I guess Russ has a ring too. Stafford has a ring, has played well in the playoffs. Then he goes Goff, Herbert, Baker, Jaden at 8. Finishing this out, Hurts, Love. It's kind of low for Love in my opinion. Darnold, Stroud, who had a playoff win last year. Bo Nix at 13th, Russell Wilson dead last at 14th. I could nitpick, but I think that's honestly kind of fair. To which Lamphill replied, "Yo, Big Cat's a hater." Lamphill, explain.
He is a hater.
Where do you think? Where is the hate?
I just think he's a hater naturally. I don't know if he's a hater much on that list, but he's a hater naturally.
If
you don't like his squad, he don't like nothing.
He's a Bears fan. He hates his squad.
He hates everybody else's squad too.
Where is the hate on this? He's been really high on Jaden all year.
I mean, having Baker Mayfield and Justin Herbert ahead of Jaden Daniels is borderline slanderous.
Now, those guys have played in the playoffs before.
It should arguably disqualify you from having football opinions.
So them having playoff experience doesn't count?
No, it doesn't. Not at all.
So where would you put Jaden then?
I would put him, if you want to say six, I think maybe that's a little bit low. I think he should be ahead of Goff. I think he should be fifth. But I view six as an acceptable position. You cannot have Justin Herbert and Baker Mayfield ahead of the guy. Baker Mayfield's had like one good year in the NFL, and Justin Herbert is the ultimate choker. This is unacceptable. Jaden Daniels just keeps throwing touchdowns with the game on the line at the last second. I'm not going to blame somebody for having Mahomes, Allen, and Jackson top three. I guess Matt Stafford four, but it's absolutely unacceptable to have Herbert and Mayfield ahead of Jaden Daniels. Absolutely unacceptable.
Okay. I don't know that the difference between 6 to 8 is significant enough to label somebody a bleeping hater, but I appreciate your passion and insight on the topic. Where do you think Jaden should be, Brian?
I'm with Landfield, about right there at 6. I think a lot of people have.
Are you cool with Goff ahead of him?
In fact, I'm cool with Goff ahead of him because Goff's been to a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And Goff has shown
he was in an NFC title
he's had
last
success.
Year. Yeah.
We go with the other guys. Where is their success? They've been to the playoff and didn't have much success. So why should we automatically put them ahead of them?
There's one thing you got to point out for Baker, just to be fair. That dude is the only guy to win a playoff game for the Browns in like the last 50 years.
Yeah.
Remember when the Browns went and beat
defense
the Steelers?
Defense won that game.
No, dude, the offense was awesome in that game.
Defense was awesome, too. Gave him the ball back a lot.
No, this was before Cleveland became the defensive team. You don't remember that game? They put up like 30 on them.
I still don't like them. I'm a hater. I'm just like Big Cat against everybody else.
Is Jeff there? Jeff, where do you think he should be?
I don't know where Jeff went.
Okay. Appreciate you, Jeff. Dude, that Browns game, they won 48-37 over the Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
Baker was outrageous in that game.
And what did he do the next game?
I don't know. You're picking nits.
No,
at an
I'm
elite
saying,
level.
Like he has that great game, then he falls flat on his face.
I am not mad about where Jaden is. I think for a rookie going into the playoffs, it's pretty fair. If you want him at 6, though, I got no argument with that. I think to me, what is Jeff? If you're there, speak up. What shows a lot to me is that Daniels is ahead of Hurts. Daniels is ahead of Love. These are guys that have had success in the last couple of years. And I also think for anybody espousing the myth of, you know, Nick's had a nice season. But if there's any debate about Nick's or Daniels, that Daniels is 5 spots ahead of Nick's, I think is pretty telling.
I'm not even thinking about Nick's.
Jeffrey.
Yes.
What do you think about the – how would your quarterback trust rankings go?
I would definitely put – Jaden, like, okay, so the first three I'm cool. Well, first five I'm cool with. I think Jaden can outplay these guys. I think the reason why he's here is because we haven't seen him do it yet, you know? We've seen him slide back a couple of times. We've seen him have great games. I'm not counting him as a hater right now, but it's just I think Jaden's going to prove him wrong. I'm really, you know, I told you I was like 70% the other day. Dude, I'm riding high, dog.
You're 101 today,
I think. We might do some great things this offseason, dude. I wouldn't count us out. But
postseason, you mean?
I mean, I didn't mean to say offseason. Postseason.
Jeff already tried to get free agents.
I wouldn't count him as a hater. I don't know about this Justin Herbert. Baker Mayfield in front of Jaden, though, just watching them play, they make more riskier plays than Jaden has with the ball this year. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, Baker led. You know what's crazy when you look at this stat is Baker tied for the lead in interceptions this season across the NFL. But he also threw for 41 touchdowns, started every game they played. You know who he tied with for interceptions?
Herbert?
Nah.
Who?
Somebody that did not play all 17 games. Somebody not known for throwing picks.
Rodgers?
Nah.
Russ?
Nope.
Hell, who?
Kirk!
Oh, yeah.
Doug, I mean, Kirk had, in only 14 games, 16 picks.
Yeah.
And he only had 18 touchdowns in those 14 games. If
that's not that good.
Like, Baker, 41 and 16, I'll take that all day. 18 and 16, you get benched. That's how that goes. We have our final, I don't know if it's final, but as you get into the playoffs, the power ranks kind of diminish. But we got what is at least our final regular season power rankings, the wild card edition of the NFL power rankings. We're going to hear from Dan Quinn around 12:30. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.